I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Smoke from wildfires burning in Colorado and beyond is hanging over large parts of western Colorado. Periods of moderate to heavy smoke are expected there today and again tomorrow. State health officials warn that people with respiratory illnesses, the very young and elderly, may want to remain indoors if the smoke is heavy. Extremely low water levels due to low snowpack and little summer precipitation have forced the city of Aspen to declare a Stage 2 water shortage for the first time in history. Aspen Utilities portfolio manager says she anticipates Stage 2 restrictions to remain in effect indefinitely. Colorado Springs is looking into ways to deal with the city's large urban deer population. As 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, the city is holding a meeting tomorrow to gather thoughts from residents.
The meeting will include a presentation from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, as well as time for public comment. City spokesman Ted Skroback says potential ways to manage the urban herd, that's the term for deer within city limits, include public service announcements advising against feeding the deer and culling or reducing the population through hunting, which has received pushback from the community.
A lot of times, people just don't want the deer to die. I think that's one of the big responses that we're getting. I think it's just a very passionate subject, especially when it comes to animal lives.
Last year, Colorado Parks and Wildlife estimated the Colorado Springs urban herd population at about 2,700 deer and recommended cutting it in half. Skroback says implementation of a management strategy would likely start in fall 2019. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.